You have your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1. The Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the Word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And if we walk in, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His Word is not in us. If I had a thought on this tonight, probably not the only thought, a lot of the thought that you have in when you read 1 John chapter number 1, you think about the fellowship with God. Fellowship with God. And I wonder tonight if we think about that, truly think about it, and if we're truly honest with ourselves, you and I, how much time do we spend in fellowship with God? Now you say, well, Pastor Jeffs, you know, I try to get up on Sunday morning and come to church. And, you know, sometimes I make it on Sunday night and maybe every now and then Wednesday night. And so isn't that fellowship with church, with God? Well, yes and no. Fellowship with God is having a relationship with Him. It's getting the things, gleaning the things from Him. Praise God, He wants to share with us, and He wants to share Himself with us. Do you realize there's a great big God in heaven tonight, and He wants to share Himself, His magnificence, His glory with you and I? Amen. He wants to show Himself to us. He wants to love on us and help us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to be there for us. And it hasn't just started today or yesterday or the day before. It didn't happen before this storm. It didn't. It's not going to happen after. But the Bible tells us here, John's writing, he said that that which was from the beginning. Amen? In other words, God wanted to have fellowship with you and I from the very beginning. The Bible says that He created man in His own image in three parts. God the Father, God the Son, Holy Spirit. And we have a body, soul, and a spirit. And He said He created us in His own image. And He created us, you and I, to have fellowship with Him. Amen? So I wonder who's coming up short. I wonder who's not doing their part. Adam and Eve was in the garden. They were walking. They was talking with God in the cool of the day. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine to be partakers in a perfect paradise with a perfect God? Amen. And mess that up. Why would anybody want to mess that up? See, all God wanted, He created man, He put him in the garden to have fellowship with Him. Just somebody He could talk to. Amen? Somebody He could, this is even better, somebody He could listen to. Somebody that would talk to Him. Amen? How many times, how often do you stop and talk to the Heavenly Father? How much time do we spend communicating with Him? It's sad, isn't it? When we think about it, how short we come on just fellowshipping with the Lord. And John here begins to write this. He says, this is what God's desire is, that we have fellowship, not only one with one another, but with Him. Amen? Fellowship with God. Now he tells us what kind of fellowship He wants us to have. Amen. Praise God. God wants you to have fellowship. God wants me to have fellowship. He wants every one of us to have fellowship. He wants us to have fellowship with each other. And He wants us to have fellowship with Him. Am I still in the book? Come on now, stay with me. He wants us to have fellowship with Him. And he tells us the kind of fellowship he wants to have. And the first thing he said, he wants to have living fellowship. That's alive, praise God. With him and with his, he wants it to be with him and with his children. It's a real fellowship, not a manufactured fellowship. It's not a for show fellowship, but it's a real fellowship between him and his children. Now, the first thing we got to do in order to have fellowship and be with, him with his children is be one of his children. So the first thing we got to do, Brother Bill, we got to be saved. Amen. We got to confess our sins. We ask God, we got to repent. We got to ask the Lord Jesus into our heart, invite him to become our Lord and Savior. Praise God. So that we can have that fellowship with him. He said in Christ we have the word of life. It's that word of life, praise God, that we have in order to be saved. It's not the, I'm glad it's not the word of death, but it's the word of life. And that life is in Lord Jesus Christ. It's the word of life. He is the word. Amen. And we have that life in him. He said that we've seen it and we've heard it. And it's been, and he said we've declared it unto you. Amen. God don't leave, I love that because God doesn't leave nobody out. God's all inclusive today. Amen. God wants to save everybody. God wants to have fellowship with all of us. Could you imagine? Just imagine what it would be like if all mankind was fellowshipping with God. Come on. Think about it. If all mankind was fellowshipping with God, you know, just getting up of a morning, looking out the window like I do and say, Lord Jesus, I'm not telling myself as an example, but I just say, Lord Jesus, thank you for this beautiful day that you give us. Hey, it may be raining, storming, and lightning, praise God, but I still say, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you give us. I get to see it. If it's raining, if it's lightning, if it's thundering, if it's snowing, amen, I still get to see it. Amen. I'm fellowshipping with my Savior. I'm fellowshipping with my Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. But how many times do we neglect that in our lives? John's trying to get us to understand that it's a simple task. It's a simple thing to have fellowship with God. It's a simple thing to have fellowship with one another. The last week, I've had more fellowship with my neighbors than I have in the whole time I've lived there. Amen. God made that possible. Amen. And he said he does it by he opens our hearts through the Word of God, through the Holy Spirit of God. That the Holy Spirit of God begins to open wide our hearts so that He can come in and fellowship with us. So what God does is He makes the first move. Amen? He comes to us because He wants to fellowship with us. So we have that living fellowship. It's not a cold dead something. It's a living fellowship that God wants to have with you and I. That's pretty special to me. Hello? It may not mean a whole lot to you, but there's a lot of times a whole lot of people don't want to have any fellowship with me or you or I. Amen? Amen. A lot of times that you're just out there all by yourself and it don't seem like nobody really cares whether they talk to you or not. Hello? Come on. You'd be sitting there in a room with a person. They're sitting here doing like this and they don't care if they talk to you or not. Now, if you've got a question, if you do this back to them, they'll answer it. Amen? Come on! If you can't do it with them two thumbs. Who was I was watching? I believe it was Amelia. And she was a... Yeah, when I stopped by the bill, she was sitting there, Kathy. She was. I guess she was texting. And him thumbs was running a mile a minute. And every time they had wiggle, letters was popping up. I mean, she was getting it done. And if we can do it like Emma, we'll just communicate and we'll talk all day long. I'm not picking on you, Amelia. We all do it. But what if we put that device down and we just said, Lord, I know you're here. I know you're my Savior. I know you love me. And Lord, I just want to stop. And Lord, I'd just like to have some fellowship with you.
I mean from a sincere heart. Just as much sincerity you have in that thumb action, that you'd have it in your heart action. You say, Lord, I just want to fellowship with you for a while. But I'm telling you this tonight because we're going to need this. In the day and hour that we live, and the darkness is approaching, we're going to need to fellowship not only with one another, which the church ought to be doing, but we ought to be doing it with our Heavenly Father. Amen. We ought to communicate. We ought to be fellowshipping with Him. We ought to be praising Him and giving Him glory. And we ought to every now and then just stop to listen to Him. Amen. He's wanting to talk to us. He's wanting to encourage us. He's wanting to help us. He's wanting to bring us along and draw us unto Himself. He's wanting to have fellowship with you and I. Amen? We just got to want to let Him. So he said, John says the kind of fellowship he had is a living fellowship that God wants to have with you and I. Fellowship with the Father. And it said the fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. That excites me. It don't take much to excite me. But that really excites me. Don't lie for me. Because he said he wants to have that fellowship between God the Father and God the Son. Amen? So when we get the fellowship and in sincerity with the Father, praise God, we get the fellowship and sincerity with the Son, and praise God, the only thing that makes it happen is through the Holy Spirit. So when we get to celebrate and we get to fellowship with them, praise God, we get the fellowship with all three. Amen. And John uses a word manifest. John, that must be one of John's favorite words. I use it all the time too because John does. Amen. You say, you're trying to be like John. I said, no, ain't no way. John was the disciple that Jesus loved. Amen. But you know what? He loves me too. But he said he was manifest unto us. He said, we saw it, we heard it, we knew it. He said, praise God, we were partakers in it because God manifested to us that He wanted to have fellowship, and that fellowship was a living fellowship. It's alive, it's vibrant, it was special. Amen. It wasn't some cold dead something that He just kind of throwed at us. But He said it was real. Praise God. He said not only was it a living fellowship, but He said it was a joyful fellowship. Amen. It wasn't because I don't fellowship with God because I have to. I fellowship with God because I get to. Praise the Lord. He says here in verse number 4, He said, these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. So He said it's a joyful fellowship that God wants to have with us. He says it's not like a slave and a master type fellowship. Amen? If that's the kind of fellowship you have with God, then you've got the wrong fellowship. It's not that way. It's not a slave and master fellowship. But it's like a fellowship between a parent and a child and a parent. He's our Heavenly Father. And we have that relationship with Him. We have that fellowship with Him. I can talk to Him. Hello? I can talk to Him. I can talk to my Heavenly Father. I can communicate with Him. He said, Pastor, you're crazy. Nobody can talk to God. We better talk to God. Amen? We better communicate with Him. We better talk to Him. I want to tell you tonight, the devil has fed the church a lie, come to the point that he says, you know what? You can't talk to God. You can't communicate with God because He is God. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. Amen. We can, you can, I can, we all can communicate with God. Amen. Every one of us ought to be talking to God. Every one of us ought to be talking to God on a daily basis. I told people the other day, I wouldn't sit down anywhere and eat my food before if I didn't ask God to bless it. You say, well, preacher, I go to this restaurant, it's got a 99.9 rating. I don't worry about praying there. You better pray there because you don't know who's in that kitchen. Amen. You don't know what they did right before they fixed your food. Amen. We better talk with God. We better communicate with God. We better ask God to help us, to bless us, to keep us, to watch over us and protect us and help us to just love Him because He first loved us. It makes joy. It brings joy to my heart to be able to have fellowship with Him. There's times that my wife don't even want to talk to me. Amen. Can you imagine that? She'd probably just rather not. I don't understand that. But I've never, praise God, went to my Heavenly Father and Him said, you know what? I don't want to listen to you today. Amen. Now, sometimes if my heart ain't right, I got to talk to Him, it won't get through the ceiling. Come on. It don't go all the way through. But boy, I tell you what, when I talk to Him, my heart's right, praise God, and there's joy in my soul because I know that He lives and He's my Redeemer, praise God. And because He's my Redeemer, He's my living Redeemer, praise the Lord. And I communicate with Him and He communicates with me. And praise God, I have a joyful fellowship with the Lord. Sometimes I sit in my car or in a study or wherever I'm at, and I just get to talking to the Lord in my spirit. Talking to the Lord out loud. Amen. Go out there and sit in the barn and talk to the Lord, and the goats sit there and look at me like I've lost my mind. One look at them and say, who's he talking to? So he ain't talking to me. I ain't done nothing. Amen. I'm talking to my Heavenly Father. Praise God. Because I love Him, because I've got a joyful fellowship with Him. Amen. There's joy in my soul when I can fellowship with Him. And you know what? At peace comes because he's just like He says, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. He said, son, we've got this. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to bring you through. Praise God. I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your people. I'm going to bless your church. I'm going to bless your family. I'm going to help, praise God, everywhere that people will listen to me. I will help them. I promise. Amen. You talk about a joyful fellowship. When you get to praying and talking, and agonizing God, you get to just rejoicing with Him, and He begins to speak to your heart that everything's going to be okay. I mean, joy fills your soul. You get filled up to running over. Amen. John said, there's a fellowship with God and with the Son, with the Holy Spirit that people's missing out on. You know why? I told somebody asked me the other day, said, what are you doing? It's one of them sporadic moments when you're able to get about three words of a text in. You couldn't call nobody because if you did, as soon as they answered or you answered, it just died. And I figured out you could send out a text if you didn't have that little SOS on your phone, as long as you just kept it short and sweet. Like, how are you? Send. Amen. And if you stood in the dining room window with your phone against the window, it would go. But if you didn't do that and you didn't cross your fingers and your eyes, it wouldn't go. But it was one of those times that I got it, and they said and somebody had texted me and they said what are you doing? And I said just waiting on the Lord. Amen. Just trust in the Lord. Just looking for the Lord to help me. That's just waiting for God to do what God does. Amen. And they text back and said, us too. Amen. Had a lot of needs. We didn't have no power. Didn't have no water. People had trees all over the house. Everything was going awry. But I said, we're just trusting, waiting on the Lord. Amen. Waiting on the Lord to show up. Waiting on the Lord to do what He does best. Praise God. And God hears and answers prayers. He manifests Himself in this. And He begins to move and things begin to... You know, just about the time that it's as dark as you think it can get, God turns a little light on. Amen? There's a little something to help you know, praise God, that everything's going to be okay. So He gives us that. He gives us that fellowship with the living God. He gives us that fellowship in joy, that joyful fellowship in God Almighty. But He doesn't stop there. He's still fellowshipping. He still wants to fellowship. Praise God. We have to realize, amen, if we're fellowshipping Him, if we got joy, it's because that we're in the will of God, doing what God has to do. Trust Him, just communicating with Him. And Him communicating with us. Praise God. So we have that living fellowship and a joyful fellowship. But in order to have a living fellowship and a joyful fellowship, we have to have an honest fellowship. An honest fellowship with the Lord. Amen. The Bible says if you go to offer up your offering, you've got an alt with the brethren. He said, leave your offering at the altar and go and make it right with the brethren and then come back and offer. Amen. So the Lord tells us in His precious word that if we're going to have a fellowship, John says we've got to have an honest fellowship. Amen. Got to have an honest fellowship between us and God. It can't be a dishonest fellowship. I want to say this tonight. You don't hide nothing from God. He knows everything about you. Amen. He knows more about you than you know about you. Amen. He does. Praise God. So we see that honest fellowship. In verse number 5, it says, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. So if you're walking around in darkness tonight, praise God, it's because God ain't around. Amen. Because you have left God. He hasn't left you. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen. So He says, if we walk in honest fellowship, so what does that mean? It means that we walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Honest fellowship is walking in the light of Christ. He said, if we're walking in the light, praise God, then we don't have any darkness. Amen. Walking in the light, praise God. It means that it's dealing honestly with our sin. Dealing honestly with our manner of living. Amen. A lot of people are living a life that's not pleasing to God. Hello, come on. Amen. We have to try to live a life that's pleasing to God. We have to check our life at the door, praise God, and say, well, is this that I'm doing, is it going to bring glory and honor to God? If it's not going to bring glory and honor to God, then we need to forsake it. Flee from it. Amen. So that we can have fellowship with the Lord. Praise God. So we see, salvation is a matter of life and death. Amen? And He's talking about the walking in the light. So if we have that light, we're not walking in darkness. We have salvation, and salvation is light. It's illuminating. Amen? It illuminates your life. It illuminates your walk. It illuminates your talk. It illuminates your character of who you are. Amen? Wouldn't you agree? Amen. Praise God. When you're walking in the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. So salvation is a walk in the light. Praise God, it's a walk in the light. Amen. In the light, in life. Life and light. Amen. That's what it is. But praise God, when you're walking in darkness, it's not of God. Amen. Praise God. See, a fellowship and fellowship of had, it's not only a matter of life and death, but praise God, and salvation, like salvation. But fellowship is a matter of light and darkness. We can only fellowship with God, John says, is when we're walking in the light. When we're walking in darkness, praise God, we can't fellowship with Him. Amen. Because He says, in Him is no darkness at all. So if there's any darkness in your life, if there's any darkness around you, praise God, it's because the light ain't on. Amen. Amen. So when that happens, what we need to do is just run to the Lord just as hard as we can go. It's amazing to me how people will get drawn off into darkness, and instead of running into the light, back into the light, they go further into the darkness. Do not let the devil draw you into the darkness. It's a lie. Praise God. When the devil's trying to draw you into darkness, flee from it and run into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Get back to the light. He said, but if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. He said, when you're walking and living in the light, He said, there's no darkness in you. There's not those temptations have to flee that trying to pull you on the dark side. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, you young people, listen to me. The darkness that's all in this world, praise God, is trying to draw you away from the light. If ain't something trying to draw you away from your parents and your home and your church, amen, it's the darkness. We have to trust the Lord. You have to run to Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Keep me out of the dark. The dark will overwhelm you. Amen. If we'll let it. But he said there's a marvelous light, there's a fellowship in the light of Christ Jesus, our Savior. In Him, no darkness at all. But listen to what he says. He said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Amen. He said, if we say that we have no sin, amen. Every one of us knows we're sinners, right? Didn't Paul say in Romans 3:23 that we all sin and come short of the glory of God? Amen. We're all old sinners. So we can't say that we're not sinners. If we ain't careful, praise God, if we lie to God and we lie to others, if we lie to ourselves, hello, God can't help us. Amen. We have to be truthful with ourselves. Because if we're not, we'll lose our fellowship with God. Amen. Come on now. We'll lose our fellowship with God. Amen. Not only will we lose our fellowship with God, we'll lose our fellowship with our very character of who we are. When we lose fellowship, when we walk in the darkness of this world. But God says we don't need to do that. He said we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. What is truth? Jesus. Jesus is truth. And if Jesus ain't in you, you're not His. Amen. But praise God, I hope tonight that everybody in here is saved and born again. Then you're Jesus Christ. You are His. You're part of His family. Amen. Godliness is a part of your life. Praise God. So we see that in a child of God, praise God, who's in honest fellowship with the Lord, there's no darkness in their life. Amen. Godly character doesn't develop in the darkness. Godly development, praise God, godly character develops in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the church, praise God, and in the Word of God, it's manifest. There's that word again. Manifest. One of John's favorite words, manifest. That means to be put on display for God. When I think about that, and I think about John in John chapter 1 here, and he's talking about this fellowship with each other and fellowship with God the Father and God the Son, and that it's manifest unto us. Praise God. One of John's favorite words, manifest. Praise God. That Jesus might be manifest to us. He said, John says, I read through the book of 1 John here, and four different times John said that Jesus was manifest to us. Amen. In 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 2, he said, For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. Praise God. Put on display so we can see eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise His name. In chapter number 3, in verse number 5, He said it's manifest to take away sins. Chapter number 3, in verse number 5, He said, and ye know that He was manifest to take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. Said He manifest to take away sin. Because in Him is no sin. If they would have been sinning, Lord Jesus Christ, He could have never rose from the dead. Because He would have been guilty. But death had no hold on Him. Death couldn't hold Him. Because He had never sinned. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Because He had never sinned. Praise God. We know that it's manifest to destroy the devil's works. In 3 and 8, John goes on to say this, He that committeth sin is the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Amen? He's destroying what the devil's trying to do. And He did that on Calvary, that through Him, praise God, a manifestation of victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Victory over the devil, praise God. But he manifested to show His love for old sinners like me and you. His love for sinners like me and you. He says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 9, he said, "And it was in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." Amen. Now that life he's talking about, that's eternal life in Christ Jesus the Lord. And John said it was manifest to us. Amen. The love of God, in this was manifest the love of God toward us, in our direction, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. He goes on, verse number 10, says, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the atonement for mine and your sins." That's what Jesus done for us, because God ordained it to be that way. Amen. It was manifest to us so that me, you, and I could have fellowship with God Almighty, with God the Father and the Son, through the sweet Holy Spirit of God, who manifests Himself to us so that we can see Him high and lifted up. See, I don't serve no lowly God today. Though Jesus come lowly, riding on the foal of a colt of an ass. For praise God, He rose above that to be to set at the right hand of power on high in the glory of God. Praise His holy name. And we can truly have a fellowship with Him today. But I wonder today, are we? Are you? Are you having fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ today? Is it a common thing? Is it a regular basis? Are you fellowshipping? Think about it. Think about it. You got time to do this. You got time to do this. Or bow the knee and just say, "Lord, I just want to talk to you a minute. Tell you how much I love you." You know, let me close. That's a hard thing to do. Somebody say amen. It's hard because we have so many things are running through our mind. There's so many things are just constantly bombarding our minds. In order to have fellowship, let me just tell you that, and then I'm done. In order to have fellowship with the Lord, we have to stop. We have to take a few deep breaths. We have to calm our mind. And you have to focus on the throne room of grace. We have to enter in to the portals of glory as humbly as we know how, and just have a little talk with Jesus. Amen.